I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 26. Coming up, minimum wage to be increased. First, 200 graduates certified under the National Service Corps and legal component of HeartTrust merger almost complete. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling at the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Effective August 1 this year, the national minimum wage will be increased from $6,200 to $7,000 per 40-hour work week. Security guards will also benefit from an increase in their minimum wage from $8,854 to $9,700 per 40-hour work week. Labor and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the increase was approved after the National Minimum Wage Commission completed public consultations on the issue recently.
We have taken into account the stability of the Jamaican economy, the rate of inflation, and the economic circumstance of the workers, as well as the ability of the employers to absorb an increase. These increases represent an increase of approximately 12.9% or 9.6% respectively. And once again, the minimum wage is just a guide. It is a minimum that employers cannot go below.
Minister Robinson was making her contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the National Service Corps program is assisting the government in creating a better society. Speaking at the presentation ceremony for the first batch of graduates from the program on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said the program is helping to instill participants with a sense of loyalty and service to country. He adds that it's leveraging the excellent reputation of the Jamaica Defence Force as it trains and fosters discipline and purpose among its recruits.
The training that you have received and the exposure that you have received should now be internalized so that you hold your head up high wherever you go, that you become a leader and a role model in your community because the country has invested.
The 208 graduates making up the first batch of the National Service Corps program completed four phases of training: basic recruitment, intermediate training, infantry qualification courses, and infantry on-the-job training. The National Youth Service NYS Act is to be repealed in short order to concretize the merger of the NYS and the HeartTrust NTA. That's the word from Managing Director of the HeartTrust NTA, Dr. Janet Dyer, who provided an update on the process in an interview with JIS News Monday. She says the draft of the amended HeartTrust Act has also been completed.
The bill at this time is almost ready to go to the Legislative Council. So with that, we know we are way down the wicket. So once we're able to have all of those done, we will bring everything under the merged entity legally. We are now working on the new structure. And once that is done and we have the requisite approvals, then we will start moving persons into the positions on the new structure.
Dr. Dyer adds that the revised legislation will be one of several measures undertaken as part of the four-way merger to create a new agency through the full integration of the NYS, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, and the Apprenticeship Board with the HeartTrust NTA. In the meantime, the HeartTrust NTA has been officially gazetted to operate under the Office of the Prime Minister. And Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, is encouraging young people to focus on acquiring skills to make themselves more employable. Mr. Green says job opportunities exist in numerous skilled areas, and youngsters need to equip themselves for opportunities that now exist in non-traditional fields and those that will emerge as technology advances.
There's some areas in Jamaica right now that we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. So, for example, we don't have enough pharmacists. There are some professions that we only have one or two people doing it right across the length and breadth of Jamaica. So we don't have enough radiologists. We still don't have enough people to fill the demand in the BPO sector. That is the reality.
Minister Green was speaking at a recent Youth Enrichment Program consultation in Montego Bay. The Youth Enrichment Program provides training and employment opportunities for persons within inner-city communities aged 17 to 35 years. Meanwhile, Minister Green says the Education Ministry will be training 15,000 people over the next 3 years to take up jobs in the BPO sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.